They had a decent start, but the drop catch to the skipper, Uli, that would have changed the game.
Yeah, we got a whole lot of chance, you know, we didn't hold him today and, you know, he made us pay for it. You know, credit to him, you know, he batted really well and, you know, he won the game for India in the end.
Gale, this may be Chris Gale's last game for the West Indies, I'm not sure. What would you remember the most of playing with Chris the last few years?
Well, to my knowledge, he hasn't retired from international cricket as yet, you know, but today was just an example of his career, you know. You know, the knock he played today was outstanding, and you know, he got us off to a really good start. You know, he was entertaining, you know, he showed presence, and, you know, that's just what people come to expect with Chris Gayle over the years. So today was just a perfect example for what he did.
It's really the importance of putting a complete game together, because we played good at certain points of this game, but still couldn't complete the match and get even.
Yeah, you can say that for the entire series, you know, from the T20 straight here to the last ODI. You know, we've played some pretty decent cricket in patches. It's just a matter for us to then bring it together more often than not. And that's where we've fell down in the past, and now we continue to let ourselves down.
Captain, have there been any positives from this series going forward?
Yeah, lots of positives, man. You know, the way the Chris played today, Evan Lewis, you know, showing a lot of form as well too. I thought the bowlers had a reasonable time too, you know. Yes, in the last game, you know, I felt we bowled really, really well, and today we're probably off a little bit, you know, but generally I think the bowling has really led us in the last couple of games, and it's just a matter for us to continue to build, you know. As I said, or I keep saying, you know, it's just a matter for us to really seize the key moments in the games and, you know, play those key moments a little bit better than we have been in the past.
Well, the captaincy of the West Indies is the most unforgiving job in the Caribbean, even more than the Prime Ministers of the Caribbean. Of course, not winning the series, the ODI series, and the T20 series would have been a bit disappointing. But you're going to pick up the pieces in time for the first test.
Well, we've got a few days off. This is probably a fresh group, you know. Different faces coming into the test squad, you know, and it's a matter for us, you know, to continue the good work we've been doing in test cricket over the last 2-3 years. The first series we've had this year was a success, you know, and no doubt the guys will be itching and ready to go against India here in this second series of the year. And obviously with the test championship around, you know, it's something to obviously look forward to and, you know, to play for. So I think the guys are up for it, you know, it's just a matter for us, you know, to play some solid cricket.
And how much is the Test Championship of a bit of a carrot to dangle? How much of that are you really, really looking forward to?
I think we're all looking forward to it. You know, we started really well this year against England, beating England at home. And, you know, we had some brilliant individual performances. And then, you know, it just so happened that we brought it together as a collective unit. You know, it's just a matter for us now to build. You know, the Test Championship is over 2 years and we've got lots of cricket to play over these next 2 years, and I think every series will be important, you know. Each and every moment will be important in each series, and it's just a matter for us to really go out there and give it our all.